We are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, on Friday, October 28th, the 3rd of Cheshvan. We are going to complete the 7th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal writes as follows, Va'amnam, his bone in ode, contemplate the following idea. Shekemosh Azrizos Hutoled Aseis Latos Hapnimi, the same way that Zrizos, alacrity, zeal, excitement for mitzvahs, is a byproduct or is birthed from inspiration, Kenemin Azrizos Yivai Veis Latos, so too again Zrizos is a way to create inspiration. So in other words, the Ramchal is pointing out this relationship goes both ways. On one hand, Zrizos itself is a manifestation of inspiration. I'm inspired, and therefore I do my mitzvos, I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Zrizos. But the reverse also happens. Let's say I'm struggling with inspiration. So one of the ways in which I can create inspiration for myself is by being Zariz, is through Zrizos, the midah of Zrizos itself. Doing mitzvah, serving Hashem with Zrizos, can in and of itself create inspiration. V'hainu, kimi shemargish atzmo b'maseh mitzvah, kimo shihu mimar tenua sachitzona, kein hine hu gorem shetevar bo tenua apnimis, kimo kein, v'acheshek v'achefitz yiskar bo v'yelech. That literally, again, when a person performs a mitzvah, and a person does so with zeal, with excitement, does it quickly, as we spoke about in yesterday's shir, does it quickly, that creates a faster pace internally as well. That gets the neshama beating a little bit faster. So Zrizos has the ability to engender a feeling of inspiration. But if a person operates slowly, the antithesis of Zrizos, a person just kind of just, you know, shuffles along, So too, again, his spiritual energy slows down as well. So the lack of Zrizos could put a damper on one's inspiration. And the Ramchal says, you don't have to take my word for it, but just look at life. Look at how our behaviors inform, ultimately, again, how we feel. So a person adopts a behavioral model of Zrizos that engenders a sense of inspiration. Conversely, a person is covered, a person is heavy, doesn't act with Zrizos, ultimately, again, this diminishes from one's sense of inspiration. V'amnam, kvarya data, shanir tse yoser be'avodos haboris bar shemo, hu chefetz halevu teshukas haneshama. This is incredibly important because in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants more than anything is a heart. This is what Jews' heart. Rachmona libabai. Hashem wants heart. Vehine hu masha David HaMelech mishalech bechalko hatov omer. David HaMelech says this in Tehillim. Ka'ayal ta'arog afike mayim. Kei nafshi ta'arog elecha Elokim. So again, David HaMelech describing this idea. My soul yearns for you, Hashem. Sama nafshi le'elokim lekelchai. My soul thirsts for Hashem. Masai avo ve'eroa p'nei Elokim. Nichsifa v'gam kolsa nafshi lechatzros Hashem. Sama lecha nafshi. So the idea over here, what the Ramchal is pointing out, is why is inspiration important? Inspiration is a feeling. Inspiration is a spiritual state of being. And therefore the goal ultimately, again, is for behaviors to inform how I feel. And this is an incredibly important idea. What the Ramchal is highlighting is that this relationship between behaviors and feelings can go both ways. On one hand, feelings could create certain behaviors. On the flip side, if I don't have the feelings, I could use my behaviors to shape the way that I feel. And therefore, again, let's say I would love to be inspired, but I don't feel inspired. So the Ramchal writes, the way to engender that feeling of inspiration internally is to act externally, behaviorally, physically, with a sense of Zrizos. V'ulam. Ha'adam asher ein hachem dazos lohadas bokarai. So therefore, if a person is not inspired, Eitz atovi shiz daris birtzono. How do you fix, if you're uninspired, how do you fix a lack of inspiration? Ultimately, again, with physical zrizos. Kedei shimoshech mizeh shetivali bo'achem debateba, ki atnua chitzona ma'oreres hapanim. It's a very important line. External behaviors inform internal feelings. And here's the other piece. You see, often it's difficult to control how you feel, but you can always control how you act. So if I would like to lead an inspired life, but I don't feel inspired, the Ramchal says you could control the way you feel by how you act. So act in a manner of zrizos, act with a manner of excitement, with zeal, with alacrity, and that will create an internal feeling of zrizos. And this is an incredible idea that Ramchal said. See, the power of using behaviors to inform how we feel is that often I have control over what I do, like I just mentioned before, but I don't necessarily have control over how I feel. But if I use my actions to engender internal feelings, I'm taking the reins of my existence. So a really incredible, incredible idea. So here the Ramchal informing us this idea about this two-way relationship between zrizus and inspiration. That on one hand, one can make the argument that inspiration breeds zrizus, which makes sense. If I'm inspired about something, I'm going to do it quickly. What happens if I'm not inspired? So here the Ramchal explains one could use the midah, the physical behavior of zrizus, of serving Hashem, doing my mitzvos, with alacrity, with zeal, with haste, to ultimately inform how I feel. An incredible idea, and sometimes a little bit counterintuitive, because often we all struggle with inspiration. So we assume that I just have to wait to be inspired. I want to wait to feel inspired. And then Ramchal says, don't wait to feel anything. But understand, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Achareya pu'ulos nimshachos halabavos. Our feelings are informed by our actions. Act in a way which looks like you are inspired, i.e. with zrizus, behave in that way, and the feelings in Mirat Hashem will follow. All right, Mazel Tov, everyone. We finished Parak Zayin. Looking forward on Sunday, Mirat Hashem, to the beginning Parak Ches. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.